Welcome to the Maxwell Leadership Executive Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a Maxwell Leadership facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Executive Vice President with Maxwell Leadership. Welcome and thank you for joining. We hope that maybe if you've been listening to us for some time now that you'll jump over onto YouTube.
Uh-oh.
They've been working on us, and finally they said, "Okay, you two look like you guys can go on YouTube."
They told us we had a face for radio.
We do, but someone sold them
okay.
A bill of goods, and we're now on YouTube. So we'd love to have you jump over, be a part of our YouTube community as well. If not, just continue to listen. Whether you're doing this at your lunch break, your work ride, maybe you're exercising. But if you want to learn more about even just what we do with organizations from a coaching standpoint, consulting standpoint, maybe it's even you want the learner guide to follow along. I want to encourage you to visit maxwellleadership.com/podcast. You can find those resources there or leave a comment or question for Perry I. Well, today's topic, as we continue our series on leadership, the book that John wrote, we're going to talk about why leaders make the shift from perks to price. And man, I hope you're making this shift, because if not, you're not going to have perks for too long. And so we're going to continue this series today. And we chose these specific topics based on what we're seeing and what we're hearing from our corporate partners, our corporate clients. And so as we dig into this, I know this comes directly from some of your experience personally on some of the coaching calls that you've had.
Yeah, and just putting it simply, a leader can be focused on what they receive as a leader or what they give as a leader to others. And it really came from a coaching conversation where I just sensed that the leader was giving me a lot of the challenges they were facing. It was really a lot about what they weren't feeling the respect or the perks or getting the whatever they thought that they were should be receiving as being a titled leader in the organization. So it seemed like they were a little personal or selfish. I don't know if you've ever seen that. Why does that come up in us that we, as a leader, we have to have those that perk?
Yeah, the motivation is really about the perks of leading, or maybe even where their parking spot is, right? I know some of you have probably seen this poster where they have this big open parking area inside a organization. And at the very front, it says, whatever, president, vice president, whatever. Like, okay, great. That's why I want to lead is not for the parking spot, but some do.
Right.
And they want to be in control. They want others to kind of do what they say. They want maybe a nicer corner office. They want higher income, all those things. While they may come with some of them, that should not be the driving factor. And so that we need to shift away from that, because that can't be what motivates you or them to lead. And we need to make sure that the motivation really comes for around other people as you begin to increase your influence in your leadership. And remember this, there's a fine line between influence and manipulation, and it's the motive behind. Mm-hmm. So what Perry's talking about here with these comments around where we're going is this, what motivates you, the motive behind why you're leading people. And so will you help the leader you are working with make the shift? That's the question that I'm asking.
Yeah, for me, I thought about it in reading some of John's input on this about clarity in with yourself about what leadership is about. Why are you a leader? There definitely are perks that are going to come your way by having a title. You've got something that's going to be associated with that. But we did a podcast a while back called The High Calling of Leadership. And I got really affected by some conversations I had with people about why they were why they were in leadership, why they were leading. And I got the impression that it was about some status, ego type of thing. And I thought, that's not it. The high calling of leadership is really about others. It's about moving a team to a greater good. And I thought, how much in grasp of reality are you with your own reality about what leadership is about? Why are you doing this? And I want them to get clear about reality.
Yeah. Well, what's the statement that the difference between expectations and reality is disappointment,
yeah.
Right? And I think as we begin to take our leadership journey and career, I'm speaking directly for me, my expectations may have been a little bit different. We're not necessarily even about around perks, but just maybe maybe the involvement and what it would take, which kind of the reality, which leads me to the statement, the reality is everything worthwhile is uphill. It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's not an easy journey.
Do you recall being, when you were an individual contributor, did you want to be a manager?
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Now, there's some that don't.
Yeah. But I recall specifically, I mean, I was with IBM, I was a sales guy, I'm in Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm watching these sales managers, and they got all kind of privileges, it seems to me.
Yeah.
And I think, I want to be one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But why did I want to be one of them? Because I wanted to be in the...
What you saw.
Yeah, I want to have that privilege, right, or whatever that was that came with that. And that was the wrong motive from the get-go.
So. Yeah. I think leaders don't really understand. So the motive starts, right? Yeah. But then, man, the challenges and the difficulties that come along with that. And here's my point in making that. Though the perks, going back to the perks versus the price, the perks, man, they're superficial. They don't last. They go away. But man, when it comes to the focus around the people, then that stuff stays with you forever, right? You get phone calls, you get emails, you get people that say, man, because you invested in me. And so just have that right motive, but understand it's going to be hard. And I think if you have the right focus, it'll help you through those difficult times and it'll allow you to have that hope for the future. I also want to say this as we're talking about this, it is going to be hard. It is going to be uphill. And at times it is lonely. Mm. We don't talk a lot about this, you know, because you want to be rallying the troops, you want to be with the team, but at times leading certain things, certain projects, certain times, and doing it the right way is going to be lonely.
Yeah, I've heard John use those words you just used about hope and hard, that you want to keep hope, optimism alive, and hope for the future and what we're doing, but you need to be in reality of it's hard. There are hard parts of being the leader. You know, another thing I want my leader to understand when I'm coaching in this area is that you are the example, that you should be paying the price. People should be seeing you paying the price of doing great leadership. And I think sometimes that perk-based leaders that we, is that a term? Can I say perk-based leaders?
It is now.
I just made that up.
It is now.
They have a tendency to command others to do things that they're really not doing or don't know how to do or wouldn't even think of doing. And I like a leader that leads from the front, that leads by example, that says, I'm willing to pay the price of being in there. That really, to me, is what paying the price is I'm in it with them. I'm not standing back getting the perks of their hard work. I'm in the hard work.
Hey, podcast listeners, do you have a clear plan for growth? Achieving big results most often does not require big life changes. Small improvements over time compound into big results. Download Clear by Maxwell Leadership. It's the new free app where our expert guides help you pace your leadership journey and set a clear plan for your growth. You can also find all sorts of resources on the Clear app, including this podcast and information on upcoming events such as our International Maxwell Conference this August. This upcoming conference will be like no other, so be sure to download Clear by Maxwell Leadership in your app store and register today.
We're setting the foundation here just so you know, like, there is a price to pay for leadership. And it's not just, you know, sitting back, to your point, looking at the sales manager saying, I want to be able to have a company car. Yeah. I want to be able to go on flights. Right. I want to go play in golf tournaments, like all those perks that end up happening. And so we just, realistically, it is hard there is a price to it. And so the essence of this, you know, John talks about it, is kind of the know the way, show the way, go the way, right? So as a leader, you need to understand that. And here's three statements that John would say. He'd say, follow me, leaders believe in themselves before and more than others do. So you got to have that believe in yourself, invest in yourself. The second one is, follow me, leaders set expectations for themselves before and more than others do. And then the third comment here is, follow me, leaders make commitments to themselves before and more than others do. Right. And so it's that the price that you're willing to pay, the price you're putting on yourself to be able to have influence and lead people.
Yeah, I love it. Even just, do you ever, the words follow me, are they part of your vernacular with the team? Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't asking you directly. Yeah.
Oh, I thought team asked you to ask me that on the podcast.
Yeah. Why are we not following?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. The third thing I really want these leaders that I coach, the word, it's one of my favorite words in leadership, is consistency.
Yeah, man.
You can't just pay the price a little bit and then, okay, I've paid the price. Now I'm going to go back to my office and I'm going to go enjoy the perks of this. Is I really want, you know, if I'm going to be, you know, that price you talked about, putting others first, showing the way, being an example, doing the hard things, setting expectations, holding people accountable, you know, really mixing it up with the team and leading by example from the front, I can't just do that sometimes. I need to be consistently being a part of that. I need to be consistently part of their world of with my team and showing that I'm leading from the front. I'm with them in it, and it just sets me apart from somebody setting up for perks.
Yeah, you know, you've heard that statement of where you have to give up to go up, and I think once you kind of figure this out and you're paying the price, I think you have to even give up even more if you want to kind of stay up, and if you desire to lead at higher levels, you need to keep paying the price. I love this right here that you put in my notes where it says consistency provides security for others. People know where you stand and they depend on you. The highest compliment you can receive as a leader is that. I think in today's age of leading people and organizations in the culture, two words that aren't talked about, two competencies that aren't talked about a lot is consistency and calmness. Now, not all of us are wired for calm, so I bent towards that because I have a little bit of a wiring towards that. But I think both of those things are extremely contagious and at times are tough to do, but it's the price of leading.
Well, let's do a little back and forth with you on that. I love you say, so consistency provides security. I would say consistency establishes your reputation, which to your point about calm is contagious.
Yeah.
And if you're things are going sideways and your team looks at you and you're not calm, that's a bad reputation to have. And so people are watching you. We talk about that all the time.
Oh, people
are watching you all the time.
Yeah.
If you deliver consistently, it really helps you develop influence with others through that.
Here's what I love about what you said about in regards to reputation. Leaders, understand this. Your reputation walks in the room before you do.
Ooh, yeah.
It shows up in a meeting. It shows up on the phone call before you ever get there. And so you need to make sure that you understand that. And because I think that being consistent keeps you in that leadership conversation, in that leadership game, and it keeps you from the whole swing back and forth, right? Like we've all worked for that leader before where we just didn't know what type of day it was. And you play in that emotional roller coaster of, do I ask this question? Do I not? Do I go into that meeting? What am I going to hear in that meeting? Again, remember back to my statement of your reputation precedes you. It walks in before you. And so I feel like as a leader, part of a price you need to pay is learning, if it's not natural wiring for you, develop and learn behavior to be consistent.
And I'll say that consistency compounds.
Oh, I love
it,
that.
Really,
yeah.
The reality is that none of these things we're talking about really feels amazing. It's you know, practicing, studying, showing up, working hard, asking questions, changing, trying, failing, trying again. But it's all necessary for what we're doing. And so when I continue this consistency, it compounds over time as people on the team begin to see what the hard work of leadership is. They don't necessarily, now they know the reality of it is they're saying, I want to be a part of what you're doing because it's, you're showing yourself for me and for the team. The price you pay every day to reach your potential is what you're going to be communicating to others.
Yeah.
So I love that consistency really sets forward where we're going for results.
Yeah, I love that. I think as I wrap up, one of the things when you said that, that's a tremendous statement. And most people understand and dig into the compounding of their money, right? Yeah. We all are like, okay, what's the 7 year? What is this? And you go through that. But man, do you think about what is happening with your time and your investment and the price that you're paying and leading people and the fact that that's compounding? And then what's the result of that? And I think that's a powerful statement. As I close, here's one thing that I want to just mention. John wrote a book called The Leader's Greatest Return. Mm-hmm. And when we think about the return on investment, we think about our return, we often go back to the financial return. So if I invest in X with somebody, what's going to be the return on that? And I don't think it's a coincidence that we talk about perks to price today, and we talk about the leader's greatest return as I wrap up here, saying that there is a price that we will pay to develop, invest in, and add value to people. But here at Maxwell Leadership, we believe in adding value to leaders that will multiply value to others. We believe that everybody deserves to be led well. And in order to do that, you're going to pay a price. But I promise you this, just like back to the title of John's book, it will be the greatest return on your time and on your resources that you ever, ever invest. And so I want to encourage you to make that shift from perks to price when it comes to leading people.
Thanks, Chris. Great stuff. And again, just a reminder, if you'd like to get the learner guide for this episode or learn about our offerings or maybe leave a question or a comment, you can do all that at maxwellleadership.com/podcast. We do love hearing from you. Please leave a question there. And we're very grateful that you would spend this time with us each week. That's all today from the Maxwell Leadership Executive Podcast.